Welcome back to Texans Huddle. So far, we've looked back at the season. It's time now to turn the page and maybe look forward a little bit. And, Mark, let's start with some guys who may or may not be here next season.
Well, I'm going to start with Ryan Mallett, quarterback. And he looked so good in the Cleveland game, not so good against Cincinnati. But later we found out that he had a torn pec muscle and he was trying to play through that, which is ridiculous. So he is going to be an interesting guy to watch. Does he get re-signed before he hits the market? He's slated to be an unrestricted free agent. You want to watch that one. Another player to watch is certainly Kareem Jackson. Drafted in 2010, took all that heat early on in his career. Now, the same media that were criticizing him early, they're saying, you got to re-sign this guy. Well, Kareem would love to be back.
Definitely love to be back, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, I understand the business side of it. You know, for me, I just have to sit back and just see what happens. You know, like I say, hopefully I'm wearing the Texans colors next year. But, you know, I definitely understand, you know, what's at stake.
You know, I like to finish my career out playing alongside Kareem, you know, those guys back there in the secondary. You know, I came here second year in the league. It was my sixth year in the league, and I seen the guy grow tremendously into, you know, a top corner in this league. And he's done everything his coaching staff has asked him to do. You know, he slid inside this year and played the nickel back. And he played exceptionally well. And he's a great locker room guy, and he's a leader on and off the field. So, you know, anytime you have a guy like that that has tremendous value on and off the field, you know, you never want to see a guy like that go. And, you know, hopefully he'll be back here, you know, in the blue and red in Texas gear. You know, no doubt in my mind he'll be back.
Well, we'll see what happens with Kareem. Brooks Reed, another unrestricted free agent to be. Derek Newton at right tackle is another guy you want to watch for, as these are stories we'll be following all offseason long related to your Houston Texans on HoustonTexans.com.
Well, and as you get to the next season, it always kicks off with the draft. The Houston Texans will be drafting in the 16th position. Your thoughts on that?
Look, I don't know what to make of the draft. I mean, one thing that Bill O'Brien showed us is you don't know what he's thinking, and he's not going to tell you what he's thinking. So I don't know what he's thinking, but I can tell you this. I doubt they would draft a quarterback that you could expect to play right away, okay? And I'm not saying they're not going to draft a quarterback, but I seriously doubt they draft a quarterback that hot. They have other needs.
All right, well, let's talk about the schedule. We don't know exactly what it'll be, but we know where we're going. We know who we're playing. We're going to make some nice little trips. We've got Miami, we've got Atlanta, we've got Carolina, and then a couple cold ones.
You would notice that Miami trip right off the bat, and they're going to go to Buffalo, New York, so I know you're ready for that one as well. And, of course, you're playing the NFC South. The Saints are going to come here. You have the Carolina Panthers there. Tampa Bay comes here. You have a trip to Atlanta. And you only go to these NFC destinations once every 8 years. So it's worth monitoring those things. And the Texans are also going to play against the Cincinnati Bengals because they're the second-place team in the AFC North. And out west, they'll take on the Kansas City Chiefs here at NRG Stadium.
Looking forward to it. All right, I've already got the bug for next year. See, we're not even out of this year yet. I'm ready to go.
It's NFL fever. Catch it.
All right, we've got to take one final timeout for the season here on the show. But don't go away when we come back. We'll check in with our little buddy Drew.
I can't wait.